What is the title of your film?
It's a wonderful one.
That's wonderful. Not Zizek and Hegel and Zizek and that, but and so on. And because I think that we have to read this in a speculative way. It's not and blah, blah, blah. The key element is that so on.
And so on.
Any limitation or constraint on freedom is wrong, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Born free, but in chains, all of that. But he has this, he has that example of like walking down the street and not being harassed or beaten up or whatever. But it occurred to me when I was driving that the dividing line on the road in the middle, the white line, whatever color you have in stupid Canada, it's enough that that line is there that it does limit your freedom, like does constrain like whether you can drive to the other side or whatever. But that line is enough that you know that, or at least reasonably assume that the other, the oncoming traffic won't cross it. And what happens is like you now have more freedom to not like drive in a state of pure dread or panic or whatever.
Yeah, that's a really good example. I like that a lot.
Mm.
And this is why he's not against like rules, customs,
politeness,
codes of politeness. Again, contrary to the anarchist view of freedom. You know, let's take those lines away off the road.
Right.
We can all just simultaneously amongst one another what the true, the, you know, real version of freedom we can all access is.
But anarchists actually use a traffic example. So it's like when the traffic lights break down and you're at a T-junction or whatever you call it, the four crossing.
Intersection.
Intersection, there you go. So when you're at an intersection, suddenly people become incredibly polite. You know, like, no, you go through, you go through. And it does flow. Traffic actually does flow without a roundabout or whatever. But of course, it's only these like, maybe that's like Carnival or something. Like it's this temporary stasis.
Imagine. Yeah. Or maybe it's because the absence of the thing that was already structuring the way they act, that is still like active. Like if it was never
just because
there,
you take it away, like, doesn't mean it's not there. Whereas like at a four-way stop or whatever, it's like the traffic light may not exist, but there is a traffic light that doesn't exist.
Yes.
The absence is still depends on what was there before. It's not like it's not there anymore. Anyway, do you drive on the left side of the road in Australia?
Yeah, left-hand side. Yeah.
Ripper.
Yeah, you're seated in the right-hand side of the car and you drive on the left-hand side of the road.
It's like a, it's like the toilet. Each country is.
Yeah. Basically means that with oncoming traffic, you and the other driver are as close to each other as possible.
I mean, that's the same in the correct way of doing it.
Yeah. Where horses ride men in Canada.
Oh, here's another banger of a point.
Where men are mounted upon horses with big, wide-brimmed hats.
Yeah. Well-dressed man.
There's another absolutely banging point here. He talks about my boy Wittgenstein, the late Wittgenstein.
Mm-hmm.
I think I just have to read this quote directly because, he's just too on it here. He says, This is what philosophy effectively is, an illness, a dysfunctional behavior of human mind. In some sense, the late Wittgenstein was right. Philosophical problems arise out of the improper use of language. So the solution is to make them disappear by returning to proper use of everyday language. Fun fact, I tried to write my thesis on that very notion, and I did not fully succeed. The problem is, of course, that it is impossible to do... Problem is, of course, this is impossible to do since misuse is inscribed into the very heart of language, into its very notion, as Hegel would have put it. The rules of language can be changed in order to open up new freedoms, but the trouble with politically correct newspeak clearly shows that the direct imposition of new rules can lead to ambiguous results and give birth to new, more subtle forms of racism and sexism.
Mm-hmm.
That was like a while back, Michael, we were talking about the new politically correct words for homeless people,
Which
already in itself was a politically correct term, like unhoused. You know?
Yeah.
Which nothing which changes with that.
It's clear. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The euphemism treadmill.
Yeah.
Mm. But that, yeah, I love that the idea of misuse as being inherent in language. Mm-hmm. It's not like
there's not like a pure language that we can
thing. Yeah. Wittgenstein's thing is like language is use. Like language mm-hmm. is how you use it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
But also this idea of misuse is really interesting.
Yeah, like there's no proper use of language, I guess is what Zizek's twist on it. It's already always misused.
Mm-hmm. Which is definitely something that Wittgenstein recognized. But as far as I know, he wouldn't have put it like that.
But then there's the Lalang aspect as well, right? Like,
yeah.
That it's full of all of these ambiguities and non-intended consequences.